Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the 18th and final recording for an explanation of Al-Wazifa. And this is on page 325 and will take us to the conclusion. Open with the Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين الله واجب الوجود وما سواه مفقود الله the essential prerequisite of existence, and nothing exists that is not He. He makes His intention clear with this repetition. From Allah the order was begun, meaning that it existed and rose up from Him, and to Allah the order returns. The order began from Him, and its ending is also from Him. So that it is essential that all existence should be for Him. Yet at the same time, all created things in themselves are absolute non-existence and nothingness. Therefore, he says, Allah is the necessity of existence, and nothing exists that is not He, that has not smelt the fragrance of His existence. Only his being is, to say nothing of those who are still in the being of material existence. It is asked of him that the reciter of this wazifa lengthen the vowel by 12 counts when he comes to the noble name, the name of majesty, and this lengthening is called the lengthening for glorification. This is for the occasion when al-wazifa is recited in a group. But when it was recited by a person alone, it's required to lengthen the vowel as far as the reciter is able to do so. And nothing at all, in any case, can oppose this demand. Some scholars of Quran recitation used to state that it was required that the lengthening should be at the end and for the length of the 12 short vowels. And this was specified in ancient methods of recitation. The justification for forbidding of further lengthening was that it would involve a change in the pronunciation and in the meaning of the word. However, in this case mentioned above, nothing has changed, only that a further lengthening in the dhikr helps the presence of the rememberer to submission and humility into the glorification of Allah. The Imam al-Nawawi, may Allah exalted is he, had mercy on him, said in his book, Al-Kitabu Adhkara wa Sahihi al-Mukhtar, that the liking for lengthening of the word of the dhikr, when it is recited, enables the rememberer to contemplate its meaning, so that his intention then comes from the presence of his heart. And this is supported by what the Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, whoever says La ilaha illallah, stretching out his voice and pronouncing the words, will enter paradise. It is said that he, may the blessings and peace of Allah upon him, said to some of his companions, whoever says La ilaha illallah and lengthens the words with the lengthening of glorification, will be forgiven 4,000 misdeeds. Imam Shamsuddin Muhammad Al-Fatmas Samarsafi mentioned in his book Al-Jahrur Mahasul Fi Ashabawat Bati Kalimati Al-Ikhlas, the special jewels of answers in words of sincerity, that the Shaykh Sidi Muhdin Ibn Al-Arabi, may be pleased, Allah be pleased with him, said in his Ikhlas Al-Kitab Al-Azama, The Messenger of Allah, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, said that Allah, when he created the world, created an angel whom he ordered to say, La ilaha illallah, once. And when he finishes the day of resurrection, Ayam al-Yamul Qiyamah, come. Know that the vicar with this noble name bears fruits of innumerable wonders and of knowledge, which is impossible to enumerate or to examine, because the pole of the vicar and the origin of the secret is the only one through whom the knowledge of Allah, mighty and sublime as he, can be successful. The realities do not manifest except through it, a vicar, and the ends meet only in it. For it is the second pillar of the Shadaliya Tariqa, after the presence of the perfect guide, who is the first pillar. Without him, the quieting of the mind which is necessary for Ad-Dhikr cannot fall upon one who is remembering. How can he who does not know the night know the dawn? My master, Sheikh Abu al-Hasan al-Shaduli, may Allah hallow his secret, said, The reality of the dhikr is what pacifies the heart through its meaning. And the Lord sent it down in the realities of the clouds of the light of his heavens. He also said the reality of the dhikr for the one remembering is the severing of himself and from everything that is not he to the one who is remembered. As he exalted, as he says, And remember the name of thy Lord and devote thyself very devoutly. وَذْكُورِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا Surah Al-Muzammil 73:8 And we, if God wills, mention his name, exalted is he, enough, and walk the ways of his devoted and chosen ones in the paths of the rightly guided As-Sada, of the noble Shadaliya Tariqa, and at the end of the dhikr, we ask for the goodness of Hasana of Allah. Amin. إن الذي فرد عليك القرآن فردك إلى معدن Surely he ordained for you the Quran will bring you home again. This generous ayat descended when the Messenger of Allah, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, longed to return to his original homeland, which was the holy house of Allah. He who imposed the recitation upon thee shall surely restore thee to a place of homing. 2885. Know that when Allah gave an order to the Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he then went to his followers and according to their rank gave them the order. Because the deepest request of the knowers is for the return through witnessing to their Lord. Exalted is he. My master mentioned this noble ayat to show that the return of the knowers to Allah, exalted is he, is through witnessing. And this is an unquestionable order in all states. Therefore, my master says, Fikuli katiribin watbiadin, antiadin wakiktiadin. In every approaching and every going away, and in every standing up and in every sitting down. Meaning in the state of proximity, which is obedience in all its forms and manifestations, the reality of obedience is the witnessing of Allah. Blessed and exalted is he. So that when the believer returns to him in a state enveloped in the guise of obedience, it is accepted. And it is then called complete obedience. Therefore, 2 rakat from a knower are better than 1,000 from one who is ignorant of him. And every going away means the state of remoteness, which is that of disobedience in all its forms and manifestations. The reality of the disobedience is the forgetfulness of Allah. Blessed is he and exalted. When the return to him takes place in a state enveloped in the guise of disobedience, it is called repentance, a tawbah, and it is then changed, as Allah, exalted as he, says, Those Allah will change, those Allah will change their evil deeds into good deeds. فَأُولَئِكَ يَبْدِلُ إِلَّهُ سَيِّئَتِهِمْ حَسَنَةً. Surah Al-Furqan 25:70. In every standing up, meaning in the station of walking, and hima, effort and exertion, so that when the return to Allah exalted as he takes place, in this state, the walking, hima, effort and exertion, return through Allah to Allah. And the result is that what is desired is achieved. And sitting down, meaning the state of a stopping, lassitude and weakness in the walking, so that when the returning to Allah takes place in such a state, the slave knows that the reality cares about him. And he knows that he is the one whom the reality desires and intends. As was said, my heart was forgetful of him, but he did not forget me. O Lord, give us from you mercy and provide for us straightforwardness in our conduct. This is the request, the dua of the people of the cave. When they devoted themselves to Allah, exalted as he, and they forsook everything that was not him. Our Lord, give us mercy from thee and furnish us with rectitude in our affair. Rabbana atina minna dunka rahmatan wa hayyilna amrina rashidan. 1810. My master, the author, intended with this that Allah might help him with the essence of his mercy, which is the overflowing existence and its manifestation in the pictures of every existing thing, that he might guide him through his noble order to the righteous guidance, which will awaken him, and which will awaken every one of the followers who is joined to him, and who is under his order and instruction. In this manner he draws near to the witnessing with them. Therefore, وَجَعَلْنَا مِمَّنْ اِهْتَدَى بِكَ, and make us of those who are rightly guided by you, meaning through the revealing of your existence, through your manifestations, the obedient ones of your creation. So guided that no slightest glance falls upon anything that is not you, meaning that we ask you for continuing guidance from you for us through the revealing of your existence, the guidance of the perfect ones whose glances never fall from the moment upon anything that is not you, Allah laika. As it was said by the great friend Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, I do not see anything without seeing Allah first. La yasiru bina wa taruni la laik, until we have no desire except for you. There can be no doubt that the one whom Allah has provided with guidance from his order, and whom he has made a manifestation of his guidance, moves only to Allah, and in his heart does not consider anything of importance except his master. Wasir binafi marijji marij, and guide us in the places of mounting up. Take us into the ascending steps, walking the stations of the way. Inna laha malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Verily Allah and his angels send prayers upon the Prophet. Ya yuhaladina manu sallallahu alayhi wa sallimu tasmima. O you who believe, send your prayers upon him, and greet him with the peace of your deep surrender. We ask you, O Allah, O you who take us by the forelock in all our actions, may you be the one who walks with us by blessing the Prophet, the opener and the sealer, in the states of both our beginnings and our endings. It is said that Allah, praised and exalted as he, does not reject any request, a dua, if the blessing upon the Prophet is pronounced at the beginning of the request. Therefore he says, Allahumma fassali wa salim minna alayhi afdala salati wa tama tazlima. O Allah, send your prayers upon him from us, the most befitting prayers, and greet him with the perfect peace. Wa inna laqdiru qadrahu azima, for surely we cannot estimate his great degree. Nor do we know what befits him of respect and glorification. Salawatullahi ta'ala wa salamuhu wa ta'ayatuhu wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin abdika wa nabiyika wa rasulika nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salim. The prayers of Allah exalted is He, and His peace and His mercy and His blessings be upon our Master Muhammad, your slave, your prophet, your messenger, the unlettered prophet, and upon his family and his companions, peace. Adada Shafi'il Warwatchil Adada Kalimati Rabbana Tamati al Mubarakat. To the number of the even and the odd, from Surah Al-Fajr 89:3, and the complete and blessed words of our Lord and Sustainer. Until here the noble blessings are included, and after this the wazifa consists mostly of ayat and surat from the Al-Quran, which do not need any further explanation or clarification. Praise be to Allah, the first and the last, the revealed and the hidden. And may Allah send His blessings upon our Master Muhammad and his family and his companions until the Day of Judgment, Al-Yawm-ud-Din. Glory be to your Lord, the Lord of Power. High is He above what they ascribe to Him, and peace be upon the messengers, and praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Amin. Allah, 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 Allah. This brings to a close the explanation of Al-Wazifa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.